12.5. EDE 01311220250840, audio. Voltage protections, part 1. The design of the SSV offers great flexibility in voltage switching. Imagine electrical rooms as old telephone switchboards. At that time, a jumper was used to connect two parts of an electrical circuit. I imagine one of these simple devices for the SSV. However, this flexibility is in a safety framework, and this safety must not cause the opposite. This subject is important enough to obviously create a specific point. Those who think that it is easy to imagine this, I invite you to copy the earth electrical inputs and leave this section. The connection of the solar panels outside the station is still under consideration and will not be discussed immediately. Let's start with simple figures. How many conductors for an electrical input of a single solar panel? Is a ground connection necessary or not? Several options are possible, and I will dare to speak out for the SSV. There will be no grounding on the SSV casing. Only a two-wire power supply, one positive and one negative, is retained for the station. However, within the framework of EDE and the SSV, a minimum of four conductors is planned for each of the solar panels. Two on the left and two on the right. These two series will be connected in parallel and will be energized. Here it is necessary to divide our analysis. In this station there are two modes for the power supply, namely, the main and the secondary. These two modes are independent and require different analyses. Here I will start with the secondary power supply of the modules. The solar panel, S, are installed directly on the casings without rotation. Let's take the example of a single module, A for example. Eight wires arrive in this module from the two solar panels, opposite on the surface. The passage from 8 to 2 wires is planned inside the station. For now, I take it as a given that a solar panel can be connected in parallel with another, without causing a harmful load to the whole, even if the voltages of the panels are different. These 8 conductors will therefore enter the module, and will be grouped in a distribution box. Then the transition from 8 to 2 conductors will have to be done in this distribution box without electronics for the moment, including fuses, EDE. The conductors grouped together in number of 2, will be routed to the main disconnector. The output of this switch will be routed to a 3-position switch. The first, a dead central mode, that is to say without electricity directed to the module. The second connected to the main power supply, and finally the third, connected to the secondary power supply, that is to say that coming from the solar panels of the module. For this panel I believe that it is necessary to illuminate the position texts. This implies a battery that will be inside the panel and in long-term charge. Why? If a load transfer is done in an unlit area, I think it is important to plan for this point given what it implies, namely the total power supply of the module. The central mode will be red, the main mode green, and the secondary mode to be determined for the color. These positions will also be monitored by the computer system, as will all voltages and currents, charging or not, of this panel. In due time, on the electrical plans for a single module, there will be two main switches. One for the solar panels, and the other for the series of batteries. For now, this is a classic connection where the panels supply the batteries and the batteries the charge. That's all for now. To be continued. Pierre Michaud, PMI father of Gabrielle and Stephen Michaud victims of kidnapping in September 2007. This January 1, 2025.